I'm home! Garfield!
Why is it I get blamed for everything around here?
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down,
help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulder,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them, they're even there when you want.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care,
but friends will care for you.
We've got to stop that chicken from writing on my logo every week.
Since it's the Chinese New Year, I thought it'd be fun to eat authentic Chinese food, Garfield. Garfield?
I think they're getting a little carried away with the confetti.
This kind of cooking goes back more than 8,000 years.
Uh-oh. Couldn't we go where the food is, like, fresh?
According to the Chinese calendar, I was born in the year 7,738.
Really? I swear you don't look a day over 7,722.
Will that be a table for one, sir?
No, table for two. Food for 10, but table for two.
Ah, you have a...
Gee, usually they don't react that way until after they see me eat.
I guess I'll find us a table.
Okay, but don't expect a tip.
You can have one from column A and one from column B.
I'll have all from column A and all from column B. And... C looks like a tasty column.
Are you, ready to order?
I'll have the chow mein and my cat will have everything else.
Please, sir, you must not allow your cat to eat so much.
What's going on around here?
It is because of the orange and black striped cat, sir. Please, you come with me. I will explain.
You should have told me that dinner came with a guided tour.
This screen tells a legend of the dragon and the cat.
Handsome looking fella, I must say.
Many, many years ago, there was a small village in China. The farmers worked very hard to grow their crops, but everyone in the village was starving.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten since 1783, and it's already half past 1785.
Because they had to give all their food to the fierce dragon who lived on top of mountain.
I see we have good crop of snow peas this year. Bring me more food! More food!
There was a man in the village who had an orange cat with black stripes. Soon it was his turn to feed the dragon.
This lasagna is for the dragon.
No, not the lasagna. Can't we throw him a few villagers or something?
Be sure to give it to the dragon, or he'll eat us, oh, mystifyingly obese one.
So the brave cat set off for the dragon's cave, but he was very hungry.
I'll just take one bite. The dragon will never know.
When it was his turn to feed the dragon, something was missing. Food.
Please accept this dish of, invisible food as a token of my master's respect.
Awfully small portion there.
Oh, it's part of a low-cholesterol diet type thing.
Nice try, oh, inexplicably stuffed and overfed one. But if you don't give me some food, I'll eat you. and everybody else in the village.
Desperate to get out of the situation alive, the courageous cat devised a clever plan.
Oh, you're just jealous because I can eat more than you.
You think I fall off turnip truck yesterday? Why, you less than half my size.
Put your appetite where your mouth is. I challenge you to an eating contest.
I can't eat rings around you.
Excuse me. I can't eat another bite.
Aha! Your wager was you could eat more than I. Now it is my turn. My food is gone. You ate everything.
I guess that means I win.
You tricked me!
The dragon chased the cat far off into the hills. Without the dragon around, the people of the village had all the food they could eat and were very happy. As for the dragon and the cat, they were never seen again. But the legend warns, if an orange cat with black stripes eats all the food, the dragon will return and get his revenge. And that is why a cat like yours must never eat too much.
Well, that won't stop you, will it, Garfield? Garfield?
Something has happened in the kitchen. Oh, no!
Garfield!
I couldn't wait. That was a long fable.
Please, you take him from here at once before the dragon comes.
There are no dragons.
Please.
All right.
Wait, I didn't get my almond cookie.
How could they believe a silly folktale like that, Garfield?
Didn't get my fortune cookie either.
Imagine, dragons. What a ridiculous...
The dragon found me! Run for my life!
Garfield, it's just a paper dragon costume for celebrating the Chinese New Year.
Oh, I knew that.
Besides, even if that legend did happen, it was thousands of years ago.
Hey, I waited a couple thousand years. I can wait a little longer.
Oh, Orson!
Yes? Gee, no one here.
Wrong side. I'll get him this time. Oh, Orson!
Fun seekers. Okay, like I'm not in this episode, so I asked them if they'd let me play the narrator, and they said, yeah, if I just speed along. So, can we have some flashback music and a fancy dissolve? All right, muchas gracias. Anyway, it started a couple weeks ago. I guess the best place to start is with Orson waking up, like, in the morning, okay? Orson always likes to get up at the crack of dawn, man. Which is why he was steamed to find out it was 10:15.
Roy was supposed to wake everyone up at 6!
See, like, on a farm, there's a whole heap of chores to do, and you gotta get an early start. Well, Roy...
When do I come in, Bo?
Like, you're not in the story this week, Ego. Sorry.
Huh! Well, I talked, you gotta pay me.
I know. Okay, like, now, where was I, man? Oh, yeah, it was Roy's job to wake everyone up. Except he'd taken to wearing his headphones to bed, man. While it was like rock-a-bye rooster.
Why the rude awakening, Pig?
Why the no awakening, Rooster? It's your job to wake everyone up in the morning.
Like Roy promised to do a better job of it from now on. Before you knew it, man, he was into a song.
I didn't wake him up this morning like I'm supposed to do. I got to do my job or I'll find someone new. I used to wake him up at dawn's early light using bells and buzzers, even dynamite. They said, no, stop that noise. And then I found a finer way to wake the boys. I'm so cool, I'm so hip. Since I got my bugle, call me Mr. Lip.
Hey, man, do chickens have lips?
You want to wake up in the morning, that's what you say. Then wake up to the bugle music that I play. I love to get you up with this horn blowing blues. It's a whole lot hotter than cock-a-doodle-doos. I can blow, I can play. I can wake you up swinging every day. I'll play blues, I'll play swing. I love to play my bugle, man, that's my thing. I take it home.
It was a pretty good song, man. I'd give it an 85. Nice beat, easy to dance to. Anyway, up in the nearby hills...
All set for my scene, Bo? Am I going to do my famous worm trap bit?
Sorry, Chickaroo. You're not in this episode. Anyway, man, up in the nearby hills. Sorry, not this week. Up in the nearby hills, there was a cave. And in this cave, there was a bear with a Bruin-sized case of insomnia. And if there was anything this bear didn't like, it was like bugle music. Now, Roy's music has never been big with folks. A leading music critic once compared it to the sound of a moose gargling. Rather unfavorably, I thought.
George!
Like, that was the start of...
Forsooth, into the breach go I, sallying forth, and sallying fifth. And where is the set for our Shakespearean episode-y?
That's next week, Wade. Much Ado About Orson. You're not in this episode, man.
But I'm in costume.
Sorry, Wade.
Oh, I am miffed. Call my agent. Call the network. Get me anyone on the phone.
Like I was saying... That was the start of Roy's problem. Then came this pleasant reminder.
Remember, if you miss one more day of wake-up call, you're fired.
But I...
Roy but-I'd for about an hour and a half. So anyway, it was like the next a.m. when the sun came up over the hilltop. Hey, man, cue the sun! All right, better. So at sunup... It was such a groovy morn, Roy'd forgotten all about the bear man. Of course, it was still Roy's duty to blow the wake-up call. So the next day, he scoped out a way to protect his little feathered body.
The second biggest electric can opener I've ever seen.
Yeah, the next day, the rooster got an idea. He figured maybe violin music would do it. It's been that way for a week now. Like no one's found a solution for...
Unto the sun must come the moon. And what is the ocean if it is not wet? And water.
Hey, Wiz, you're not in this, man.
I know, but the costume's paid for, and I am gonna use it.
If the father is not the son, then how can the daughter be the niece?
Hi, Bo.
Oh, hi, Ors. How's our fine feathered friend?
Please, Orson, don't make me blow my bugle again. I've suffered enough for my music.
Poor Roy. I wish that bear would just go to sleep for the winter.
He like, the sheep's got a brain store.
It might work.
No one can deny, says the world, is the shape of a melon. A melon? Perfect in shape as it spins about the universe. I, who dwell in the universe, know that the secret of all happiness lies not within the lowly squirrel, but in the beauty of a grilled cheese sandwich.
It worked!
What a great idea, Bo!
And if we are too
old, it's just that Wade's speech would put anybody to like sleep.
Its rightful place in the cosmos. As I go forth in a jungle.
See you next time, folks. Maybe I'll have a bigger role.
On the skateboard of truth. Can I but help to dance the dance of a thousand cultures?
And now, nail down the furniture, kiddos. It's time for Screaming with Binky. We're at the golf course where the great golfer Leo Funch is about to putt. Leo's already won the $25,000 Funniest Pants Award. If he makes this putt, he wins $100,000.
Where's the little windmill?
We'll be back, I suppose.
Hey! I want my pants back!
No thanks, Emma. I just want to stand out here and eat my ice cream num-num bar.
Boy, what you have to go through just for one ice cream num-num bar.
Kitty cat, could I bury you in the sand?
Sorry, kid. The only thing I like to be buried in is linguine.
You want me to throw it again, boy? Garfield's not getting the lunch I brought for all of us. I guess I'm in luck, though. I don't see him anywhere.
How do gophers do this? Now I need a distraction. That'll do it.
Huh? Oh, Odie, I have to go meet someone. Watch the basket. Make sure Garfield doesn't get it.
John goes gaga for a pretty face. He wouldn't catch me doing that. Maybe for lasagna, but never for a woman.
Hey, little kitty cat. Can I please bury you in the sand? Please? Oh, can I please?
Kid's got way too much free time on her hands. Speaking French drives women mad. Crepe Suzette? Chocolate mousse? French vanilla? Hi, I'm Garfield.
Hello, Garfield. I'm Lola.
Want to go get something to eat?
Oh, I can't. Bonzo wouldn't like it.
Bonzo? Who's Bonzo? Bonzo!
Listen to me, cat. You stay away from my Lola, or I'm gonna make you sorry you was ever born. Come on, Lola!
That guy's strong as an ox. He's probably almost as smart. Maybe I'll watch John in action. Yeah, then I'll know what not to do.
Hi, you live around here? What's your sign? Que pasa?
I think you've had a little too much sun.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got a lot of women who want to go out with me. I'm thinking of having a raffle.
Oh, the winner gets a turkey?
Maybe we could go dancing. Well, Arbuckle, you've made a jerk of yourself again.
Wait, you're kind of cute. My name's Tiffany.
Oh, hi, Tiffany. I'm, my name is,
Hey, if John can get a girl, anyone can get a girl. It just takes persistence. Lola, here I come.
My name is, gee, I just got a letter this morning. Wait.
A bouquet of seaweed for you?
Why, that's lovely.
Not really, but it was free. I guess that big dumb oaf isn't around, huh? And your intelligent friend Bonzo seems to have left also. Boy, you'd think she'd never seen a cat before. I'm not giving up. I was wrong. I'm giving up.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna teach you a lesson you are never gonna forget.
Bonzo, leave that poor puny cat alone.
Yeah, Bonzo, leave that poor puny cat alone.
You've been asking for it, fella.
Kitty cat, could I please bury you in the sand? Pretty please?
Get in line. Somebody's already gonna bury me.
What? You're afraid to let a little girl bury you in the sand?
You wouldn't mind it?
Of course not.
I can bury him in the sand? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, now, cat. Where were we?
I think you were about to let me go with a severe reprimand.
No, that's not it. It was, I was going to teach you not to come near my Lola. That's what it was. Oh, I'm going to...
My name is, I think it starts with a J.
Well, I hope you'll share the picnic lunch I brought.
Yeah.
I'll be yours forever. Or until Bonzo gets out from under the sand, whichever occurs first.
Oh, Garfield, do you mean that nothing will ever separate us?
Garfield, want to join us for lasagna?
It's been nice knowing you. Hey, love comes and goes, but lasagna is forever.
No, actually, my name is, I know it as well as I know my own name. Jimba. No, Jerry. Wait, Jack. Maybe it's Johnny.